So we are studying in the 10th canto, chapter 13, text 35, Brahma stealing the boys and the calves. Rajasya Rama Premadir. Rajasya Rama Premadir. Vikshor Gantyam Anukshanam. Vikshor Gantam Anukshanam. Mukta Sandesh Apatyesh Api. Mukta Sandesh Apatyesh. Sorry. Yuta Sanyesha Patyesha Pi Ahetu Vid Achintayat Rajasya Rama Prema Dear Vriksho Kantyam Anukshanam Mukta Sanesha Patyeshapi Ahetu Vira Chintayat Rajasya Rama Prema Dhir Vriksha Kantyam Anukshanam Mukta Sanesha Patyeshapi Aitu Vira Chintayat Rajasya Rama Prema Dhir Vriksho Kantyam Anukshanam Mukta Sanesha Patyashvapi Aitu Vira Chintayat. Rajasya Rama Prema Dhir Viksho Kantyam Anukshanam Ahetu Vira Chintayat Rajasya Rama Prema Dhir Vriksho Kantyam Anukshanam Muksha Shanesha Patyeshapi Aditu Vira Chintayat Rajesha Rama Premadir Vriksho Kantyam Anukshanam Mukta Sanesha Pedrish. I hate to be it again, Chayar. Rajasya Rama Prema Dear. Mukta Sanesha Pedrish. Ahetu Vira Chintayat Rajasya Rama Prema Dhir Vriksha Kantyam Anukshanam Mukta Sanesha Patyeshapi Ahetu Vira Chintayat. Vaishnavis. Rajasya Rama Prema Dhir. Ahetu Vira Chintayat. Rajasya Rama Prema Dhir. Vriksho Kantyam Anukshanam.
Shukta shane shapate shapi. Ahetu vira chintayat. Rajascha rama prema dir. Rikshau kancham shanam. Mutta sane shapate shapi. Ahetu vira chintayat. Rajasya of the herd of cows, Rama Balaram Prema Ridhe, because of an increase of affection, Viksha after observing, Otakantyam attachment. Anushanam constantly Mukta Sangeshu, who had grown up and were no longer drawing milk from their mothers. Apateshu, in regard to those calves. Api, even. Ahetuvit, not understanding the reason. Achintayat, began to consider as follows. Translation: because of an increase of affection, the cows had constant attachment even for those calves that were growing up and had stopped sucking milk from their mothers. When Baladev saw this attachment, he was unable to understand the reason for it, and thus he began to consider as follows. Please repeat. Because of an increase of affection, the cows had constant attachment, even to those calves that were growing up, and had stopped sucking milk from their mothers. When Baladev saw this attachment, he was unable to understand the reason for it, and thus he began to consider as follows. Srila Prabhupada's purport. These particular purports are very, very special, because they were Srila Prabhupada's last words. And there was an incident where I was watching a video about Indradumya's Woodstock program in Poland. It was a very happy video. And after it was over, the VHS was still running. And we were talking, and then all of a sudden this clip came of Prabhupada's last days. It was shocking to see him in this gaunt condition, very weak, lying there, but with energy that was unbelievable. He was translating these words from Srimad Bhagavatam for our benefit. It was so shocking, I never wanted to see this video again. But I begin to understand this was a demonstration of his extreme love for Krishna and for the devotees. Jai Srila Prabhupada. The cows had younger calves who had started sucking milk from their mothers, and some of the cows had newly given birth. But now, because of love, the cows enthusiastically showed their affection for the older calves which had left off milking. These calves were grown up, but still the mothers wanted to feed them. Therefore, Balaram was a little surprised, and he wanted to inquire from Krishna about the reason for their behavior. The mothers were actually more anxious to feed the older calves, although the new calves were present, because the older calves were expansions of Krishna. These surprising events were taking place by the manipulation of Yoga Maya. There are two Mayas working under the direction of Krishna: Mahamaya, the energy of the material world, and Yoga Maya, the energy of the spiritual world. These uncommon events were taking place because of the influence of Yoga Maya. From the day on which Brahma stole the calves and boys, Yoga Maya acted in such a way that the residents of Vrindavan, including even Lord Balaram, could not understand how Yoga Maya was working and causing such uncommon things to happen. But as Yoga Maya gradually acted, Balaram in particular was able to understand what was happening, and therefore he inquired from Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswati Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayat. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayan, unto Nara Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vedavyas, the author. Vyasade. Naishtya Preshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamas Loke Bhaktir Bhakti Naishtati. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachanini Nirvishesha Sunyavari Pasyatya Dasatanini Vanchakalpa Dhruvyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Paditanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Here we are in the Srimad Bhagavatam, a very mystical section in many ways. And this Lord Brahma, he's confused. He can't understand who Krishna is. And so he feels some need to have some interaction. And his interaction with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, so far was through tapa, through meditation, through austerity. And he understood Krishna or Vishnu through awe and reverence. He didn't understand Krishna, this little boy Krishna, and his activities. His experience was, yes, Krishna appeared as a boar, and it was a bit comical because he crawled out of his nose. But he grew very quickly, and he saved the earth
dove into the causal ocean, brought it up from the mud. And then there was Lord Nrsingadev, who was perfect incarnation to terrify and destroy the most horrific demon, Hiranyakasipu. There was Vamanadev, the sweet, well-behaved, beautiful dwarf Brahmana boy, who he gave a water pot to. But this Krishna, he's almost immoral. He's so naughty. Look what he does to his mother. He goes to the storage room. He breaks the butter pots. He feeds it to the monkeys. Then they have a food fight. And when he's not satisfied there, he goes to the other gopis' homes. Reminds me of a story that Dinabandhu told. There was this tree that grew right by this storage house of a home of a gopi, right by a window. Perfect entry into the storage room for Krishna. So the gopis rig the tree with lots of bells. And when Krishna came to rob the storehouse and he saw these bells, he told them, shh, don't ring. Because everything is personified in Braj, in the spiritual sky. And Braj is directly from the spiritual sky. So he climbed up the tree. The bells were all so quiet. He went into the storage room and found a pot of butter, came back into the tree and sat down and began to eat his butter. And all the bells started ringing. And Krishna going, shh, I told you to be quiet. And the bells are saying, oh, Lord, we're sorry. We're so confused. You told us you wanted us to ring when you were taking prasadam. And when he couldn't get into the storehouses, he would go and pinch the babies while they were sleeping and make them cry. And then, if that was finished, he would just go and urinate on their floors. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Balaram, Lord Brahma, is not understanding these activities because these are completely opposite of material activities. And the residents of Raj, they are loving Krishna like we cannot love other people's children. But they love Krishna more than their own children. And so they were actually very happy when Krishna came to steal butter from their storehouses. And the babies only started crying because Krishna stopped pinching. These relationships, this experience of love is something we just don't have in this material world. So Brahma was a bit confused. But these inhabitants are not ordinary. There's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Madhya Yakshena Prakrita Suryate Sacharacharam. Hey, Nandina Kaunteya Jagadvi Parivartate. This material nature, which one of my energies is working under my direction, O Son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving beings. Under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. I'm sorry, I read the wrong verse. Parastas matu bhavano vyakto vyakta santata. Yasa saveshu bhuteshu natatishu na vinasyati. There is yet another unmanifested nature which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. When all in this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is. This is Vaikuntha. This is Goloka Vrindavan. This is Braj Bhumi. And so Lord Brahma, he couldn't understand. He couldn't even understand the activities between Krishna and his friends. It appeared as if Krishna was actually being conquered by his friends. They would have wrestling matches, and Krishna would end up having to carry boys on his shoulders. How is this? My question, though, is, what was Brahma thinking? What was he thinking Krishna would do when he stole all the calves and boys from him? It's amazing mystic power how Krishna responded. Only the Supreme Personality of Godhead could have done what he did, as Brigupati was pointing out yesterday. It's such an amazing thing. So amazing that even Lord Brahma, Lord Balaram, was bewildered. And who is Lord Balaram? Lord Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada tells us the only difference between Lord Balaram and Krishna is the color of their skin. All the other features are the same. The color of Balaram's skin is that of a new white spring cloud. And the color of Krishna's is the color of a new autumn rain cloud. When they were building the Krishna Balaram Mandir, it was quite a struggle to get an opening. And even up to the last few days, they weren't sure they were going to have the opening for the Krishna Balaram Mandir. But when news came to Srila Prabhupada that the Murti of Balaram had arrived, Prabhupada smiled and said, "Oh, then everything will be all right." And it was. They had a beautiful opening. But this Lord Balaram, he appears with Krishna. When Krishna appears to help him in his pastimes, he appeared as Lakshman, the younger brother of Lord Ramachandra. And he served Lakshman Lakshman served Ramachandra so faithfully and so well. But he did things he really didn't want to do. He had to watch Sita, and then he lost Sita. He had to take Sita to the fire. He had to take Sita to Valmiki's ashram. So he really didn't like duties that he had as a younger brother for Lord Ramachandra. And he had served him so faithfully because his love for Krishna is beyond our understanding. That Lord Ramachandra was pleased with him, and he said, "May I give you a benediction? Anything you want, please just ask for it." So he gave him the benediction. He asked, he said, "In the next time we appear, I would like to be the older brother. Because in Vedic society, the older brother is given so much respect, almost like a father. It's that much respect for the oldest brother. But Krishna is not really an example of how we should behave. He doesn't follow Vedic etiquette. He mistreated Balaram in many ways. There was a time he ate dirt, and Balaram told on him. But when Mother Yasoda came and asked him, he actually called Balaram a liar. There was a time that Krishna often took advantage of the times when Balaram didn't go to the forest with them. Another time, besides this one, was when he took the cowherd boys to a part of the Jamuna that they knew that no one should go. It was a part where a poisonous black snake was residing. And it was so toxic that even the birds that flew overhead died. So it was a very dangerous place. They were not to go there. But Krishna, this time, because Balaram was not present, he led the cowherd boys there. And of course, there's this wonderful pastime of what happened there. But it was Balaram who saved the inhabitants, because when they came and saw Krishna in the clutches of this black serpent, they were so distraught, they were ready to throw themselves into the river to try and save Krishna. But Balaram was stopping them. He was stopping them with his arms. He was stopping them with his words. He was stopping them with his glances. And he was saving them. And then he called out to Krishna, "Krishna, these are not Vaikunthites. These are Brijbasis. They will die for you. please subdue this demon already. Don't let them die. So Balaram, he assists Krishna in so many of his pastimes. Duryodhana actually was an expert statesman, and he became a disciple of Balaram, and he learned how to use a club. He also figured it would probably be an excellent arrangement if he were to marry Subhadra. And Balaram was for this union. However, Krishna had a different plan. So Krishna had Arjuna dress up like a sannyasi. Now, in this age of Treta Yuga, Dwarpa Yuga, a sannyasi never would have behaved the way Arjuna did towards Subhadra. But he came into the palace and he resided there for some time. And he found ways to associate with Subhadra. And then eventually, with her consent, he kidnapped her. When Balaram heard this, he was so upset. He wanted to go after Arjuna. But because of his love for Krishna, he acquiesced. And Krishna said, it's okay. Rakshasa marriages are okay for Kshatriyas. And then there was that time again that Duryodhana, Lord Balaram, found him dying on the battlefield of Kshatriya because of a wound below the belt on his hip. What had happened was that Duryodhana's mother, Gandhari, when she married Dhritarashtra, she took a vow that she would not in any way be superior to her husband. So she bound her eyes so she had no sight as well. But when the battle of Kurukshetra came, and because she was a very spiritual woman, she knew that her sons were in great danger. And she had developed some mystic power from this austerity that she went through for so many years. So she told Duryodhana to come to her naked, and she would remove this blindfold, and her glance would be able to make his body invincible. Well, Krishna happened to see Duryodhana on his way to the mother's tent. And Krishna said, Duryodhana, where are you going like that, completely naked? And Duryodhana said, I'm going to go see my mother. He says, I know your mother's eyes are bound, but this is not a proper way to go see your mother. So Duryodhana thought better of it, so he got a gamsha. And when Gandhari removed her blindfold, she understood that yes, Duryodhana would be invincible except for the middle, or his hip area. And so when Bhima was fighting with Duryodhana after the battle of Kurukshetra, and his blows were not really doing anything, but Duryodhana's blows were hurting Bhima, Bhima turned to Krishna, what can I do? And Krishna's motion demonstrated, hit below the belt, which is something a Kshatriya would not normally do. But because Krishna was instructing, Bhima followed. And hence, Duryodhana was injured, fatefully injured. Balaram was so angry when he saw this situation that he decided that he would go and kill Bhima. But Krishna again stopped him and explained to him, no, I gave him the instruction. And the love between Krishna and Balaram is so amazing, we can't possibly understand it. But how is it that Balaram became bewildered? Can God become bewildered? If God can't become bewildered, he can't do everything. But how is it that God becomes bewildered? Bhagavad Gita, Ham Sarvasya Prabhupo, Matta Sarvam Pravartate, Ichi Ma Prashante Mam Buddha Bhava Samavita. I am the source of all spiritual material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. How is it that he became bewildered? It's because he allowed himself to become bewildered. It's because this rasa that's going on in Vrindavan is the same that is going on in the spiritual sky. It's the same place. This rasa between Krishna, Balaram, and the inhabitants, these expressions of love, are so deep and they cause so much happiness that they allow themselves to become under these influence. None of these activities are material. And so, as it says in the Bhagavad Gita, janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvataha dakva deham punar janma naiti mameti sojana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this mature world, but attains my eternal abode, or Arjuna. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Do you want it? No questions? Thank you, Prabhu.